It's Tuned to Yesterday, featuring programs from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Coming up in this hour, we turn to Hollywood for some history. Later on, the Paramount Movie Parade with Duck Soup, the MGM Hollywood radio reporter with an air trailer for the motion picture Lady Be Good. But right now, the Photoplay magazine 11th Annual Gold Medal Awards, hosted by Dick Powell and Sheila Graham. This a treasure trove of voices for fans of old Hollywood. This was heard on ABC on February 10th, 1955.
The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network, in cooperation with Photoplay Magazine, takes pleasure in bringing you transcribed the 11th Annual Photoplay Gold Medal Awards Dinner.
What was your favorite picture of 1954?
Well, I think White Christmas was a beautiful picture.
Thank you.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Your favorite picture of 1954, sir?
Glenn Miller's story,
White Christmas.
Magnificent Obsession.
Isle of the Mighty.
What was your favorite picture of 1954?
Contessa.
The Barefoot Contessa.
Magnificent Obsession.
Star is Born.
On the Waterfront.
You?
Barefoot Contessa.
The Glenn Miller story, I think.
The Egyptian.
Well, here's the man over here. What was your favorite picture of 1954,
sir? On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront. Thank you. What was your favorite picture?
Susan slept here.
Star is Born.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the Photoplay winners are chosen. You, the fans of America, decide. As the result of your votes this year, here we are in the Crystal Room of the Beverly Hills Hotel for the festivities of the annual Photoplay Awards dinner and the presentation of the citations and gold medals. Here now to act as your master of ceremonies is that popular star of pictures, television, and radio, Mr. Dick Powell.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled that Photoplay asked me to present these awards tonight. Now, just before we get on with business of the presentations, I think you'd like to hear a brief description of the scene facing us here. So we've asked one of Hollywood's most popular commentators to bring you some of the color and excitement of the star-studded event. Ladies and gentlemen, the glamour girl of the movie columns, Miss Sheila Graham. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Dick. Isn't this a thrilling evening?
Of course it is, Sheila, and we're mighty thrilled to have you here. Of course, all you radio listeners are familiar with Sheila, whom you hear each Tuesday and Thursday on ABC. So, Sheila, how about one of your special glamour treatments about our party tonight?
Well, the glamour is certainly already here without any special treatment, Dick. So, I'll just tell our listeners something about what we're actually seeing. The glitter of the Crystal Room here at the Beverly Hills Hotel tonight is only surpassed by the glitter of the stars who are present. Believe me, the Crystal Room was never gayer. This is probably Hollywood's swankiest party room. As those of you who have visited it know, the Crystal Room is on two levels, the upper level forming an L about 12 steps above and around the lower level. The whole effect is set off by hundreds of gorgeous crystal chandeliers, and the beauty of these and the red plush decor is all reflected in the mirror-lined columns which support the structure. It's truly a beautiful sight, and tonight it has all come to life. As I look out over this magnificent array of talent, I see Mr. and Mrs. Jack Lemmon. And incidentally, he does a wonderful job in Mr. Roberts. Miss Kim Novak, more beautiful than ever, is with Kerwin Matthews. Mr. and Mrs. Aldo Ray are seated close by. Mr. and Mrs. Tony Owen, Donna Reed, to you out-of-towners, are here. And Jane Powell is here with her new husband, Pat Nerney. Miss Mona Freeman is seated at a table with Anne Francis. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Edmund O'Brien are here. And one of the most promising actors for 1955, according to you fans, Mr. George Nader, with his beautiful date, Barbara Rush. Jeff Chandler seems to be stagging it tonight, but enjoying himself immensely nonetheless. Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Lewis have come to our party, as have Mr. and Mrs. Gower Champion. Mr. and Mrs. Rory Calhoun are seated at one of the lower tables, close to the dais. and Jean Crane and her husband, Paul Brinkman, are nearby. Well, Mr. Edmund Purdom is here without a date, and seated at a table with Mr. and Mrs. Howard Keel. Pia Angeli and her new husband, Victor Moan, and Mrs. and Mr. Gordon McRae. Up to my right, and not far from the dais, on the upper level, are seated Mr. and Mrs. Robert Mitchum, who hasn't pushed a soul into the swimming pool tonight. Close by are Jane Russell and hubby Bob Waterfield. Oh, and right over there are Mr. and Mrs. Dean Martin. It's really a glittering array of stars who grace the guest list of this star-studded occasion here in the beautiful crystal room of the Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, back to you, Dick.
Thank you again, Sheila. I'm sure your colorful descriptions will help our audience picture the glamour and excitement of this occasion. I wonder if you fans realize just what awards of this nature mean to an actor. You know, it is, after all, you fans who are in a large part responsible for the success or failure of an actor's career. Just as it is you fans who choose the winners of the Photoplay Awards. These awards are the oldest in the industry, predating even the Academy Awards. The first Photoplay Awards were passed out in 1920. And the winner of the first Photoplay gold medal was Mr. Adolf Zucker for that wonderful old picture, Humoresque. It is indeed a pleasure to present him to you again tonight, 35 years later. Mr. Zucker.
The Photoplay Awards have for many years been the goal of every actor, actress, writer, director, producer, and studio. I have never forgotten the thrill I had at winning the first Photoplay gold medal. My heartiest congratulations to those who are winning certificates and gold medals tonight, 35 years later.
Thank you, Mr. Zucker. Your contribution over the years has lent much to the artistry and dignity of motion pictures. In passing out the awards in recognition for artistic achievement, we must not overlook the magnificent technical advances recently made in the motion picture field. Tonight, Photoplay presents a special achievement award for VistaVision, a magnificent contribution to motion pictures by Paramount. Here to accept the award is Y. Frank Freeman.
It is a distinct honor for Paramount to receive this award. I accept it in behalf of the men responsible for VistaVision. They are the members of Paramount's engineering, technical, and research staffs. VistaVision was made possible through their efforts and not mine.
For his excellent representation of the motion picture industry as ambassador at large for the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, a Photoplay Achievement Award to Danny Kaye.
Thanks to Photoplay, and to you too, Dick. It's been a privilege to do whatever I can towards helping UNICEF bring some happiness into the lives of children all over the world. The work itself has been all the reward I could ask. This special award from Photoplay is a deeply appreciated and added bonus. Thanks again.
And another Photoplay Special Achievement Award for his outstanding performance in the Caine Mutiny and The Last Time I Saw Paris. This one goes to Van Johnson.
Thank you, Dick. And my sincere thanks to Photoplay for their kindness in naming me for this honor. We of the film industry always try to give the best performance we know how. And it is doubly gratifying when the fans give us this kind of applause.
For bringing the vast motion picture audience the classic Carmen in his outstanding production, Carmen Jones, a Photoplay Special Achievement Award to Mr. Otto Preminger.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Photoplay. And thank you, Dorothy Dandridge, Harry Belafonte, Pearl Bailey, Olga James, Joe Adams, Oscar Hammerstein, Herschel Burke Gilbert, and Tariq Leiner, and all the others behind and in front of the camera whose talent and tireless devotion made Carmen Jones come to life. Thank you all.
Time now for the pictures you fans enjoyed the most. Certificates to each as one of the 10 best pictures of the year. Here's a musical clue to the first. Yes, a gold medal certificate to Warner Brothers and Wayne Fellows for The High and the Mighty. Let's listen to a bit more of the gorgeous theme music from the pen of Dmitri Tiomkin. RKO for Susan Slept Here. A photoplay gold medal certificate as one of the 10 best pictures of the year. High on the list of the 10 best for 1954 was the Columbia picture On the Waterfront. Photoplay's congratulations and a gold medal certificate. Another photoplay gold medal certificate to United Artists for The Barefoot Contessa, voted by the fans in the top 10. One of the great bands of all time was that great organization headed by a man of music recently honored by Universal International with a picture of his life story. A photoplay gold medal certificate to Universal International for The Glenn Miller Story. Films are playing an increasingly important part in Hollywood production, so it isn't strange that you fans should choose such a film as one of the 10 best of the year. To 20th Century Fox goes a photoplay gold medal certificate for The Egyptian. Let's pause a minute now from the business of handing out awards for a special greeting from the editor of Photoplay magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Higginbotham.
Thank you, Dick. It is such a pleasure each year for Photoplay to give recognition as a representative of its readers to the many great talents of Hollywood. Each month, we have the opportunity of writing about all these wonderful people. But once a year, it's our pleasure to honor them all in person. After 35 years of Photoplay Awards, this night looks like the greatest night of all.
And now, back to passing out the bouquets. A Photoplay gold medal certificate to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, now for the charming musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Paramount comes in for its share of praise now as we present a Photoplay gold medal certificate for White Christmas. One of the great stories of this or any year was made into a picture you fans voted among the top 10. To Warner Brothers goes a gold medal certificate for A Star Is Born. So much for 9 of the 10 best pictures of 1954, according to you, the fans. Following the time-honored precedent of saving the best for the last, we'll leave the best picture category momentarily and consider the artistry of some individuals. For her performance in Rosemarie in The Student Prince, you fans have chosen as one of the 5 best actresses of 1954, Miss Anne Blythe. And to you, Anne, a Photoplay gold medal certificate.
My sincere thanks to all the fans for this wonderful honor. You've made me very, very happy, and I'm deeply grateful.
Next, a photoplay gold medal certificate to one of Hollywood's most brilliant stars, an award winner for many years in the hearts of you fans. For her performance in Magnificent Obsession, one of the five most popular actresses of 1954, Miss Jane Wyman.
Thank you, Dick.
As you know, this is a thrilling moment. Getting an award always is. May I express my heartfelt thanks to Photoplay and to all of its readers for bestowing this honor upon me.
Another of the five most popular performances by an actress in 1954 was turned in by a young lady in three pictures, Susan Slept Here, Athena, and Give a Girl a Break. For her outstanding work, a Photoplay Gold Medal certificate to Debbie Reynolds.
This must be my big year, in more ways than one. In accepting this Photoplay Award, I not only want to thank the many thousands of readers who cast their votes for me, but everyone with whom I worked in Athena and Susan Slept Here. Working with them was a great inspiration, and to have you, Dick, present me with this award makes it twice as wonderful. Your help and encouragement in the last picture we made together is one of the main reasons for this honor. My sincere thanks to all of you for your kindness.
And that takes care of the gold medal certificates on the distaff side. Now to the gentlemen being honored here tonight. You fans have chosen for a Photoplay gold medal certificate as one of the five most popular actors of 1954 for his performance in Magnificent Obsession and Bengal Brigade, Mr. Rock Hudson.
Thank you, Dick. I'm really delighted to receive this award, and I'm very grateful to Photoplay magazine. And to the movie fans who have made all this possible, I'm very honored.
A perennial award winner in Hollywood is also high on this year's list of stars whose performances you fans like the best. To him, a Photoplay gold medal certificate. He can't be here, so we go to Hong Kong, China, for Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Hello, Dick. And hello to everybody in the Crystal Room. I'm very, very honored and very grateful to Photoplay and its readers for this wonderful award. And although Gloria and I are some 6,000 miles away, we feel very close to all of you tonight. Thank you.
You fans have voted a Photoplay gold medal certificate to Tony Curtis for his performances in Forbidden, Johnny Dark, and The Black Shield of Falworth. Tony?
Thank you, Dick. And my most sincere thanks to all the wonderful fans and to Photoplay magazine for giving me this honor. It's a wonderful feeling to get this award, but the feeling of having pleased the moviegoer is the greatest feeling of them all. Thank you.
Two of our Photoplay winners are unable to be with us tonight, but our congratulations and gold medal certificates to Marlon Brando and Judy Garland. There you have the gold medal certificate winners, and now the big moment. The moment all you guests and motion picture fans all over the country have been waiting for. The moment to announce the top winners, the best actress, the best actor, and the best picture. So here's the first. You fans have voted for her performances in The Glenn Miller Story, Executive Suite, and Woman's World, a Photoplay gold medal to Miss June Allison. June, honey, I couldn't be more proud than having the pleasure of presenting you with this beautiful gold medal.
Thank you, darling. I feel very happy, very grateful, and very humble. The fact that Photoplay magazine lets the fans decide the winners is the most important part of these awards. Pictures are made for you fans, and if you like us, we're very happy. But for you to like me this much is indeed a recognition which I appreciate from the very, very bottom of my heart. Thank you again.
The gold medal now for the most popular actor in 1954 for performances in Sabrina Fair, Executive Suite, and The Country Girl. And he goes to a great guy, Mr. William Holden. Bill can't be here tonight. He's in Hong Kong. So what do? We switch you to Hong Kong. Come in, Bill Holden.
Thank you, Dick. My most sincere thanks to Photoplay Magazine for this gold medal award. This recognition is cherished in Hollywood because you fans decide the winner. That you've chosen me this year is an honor to me and a tribute to those three wonderful pictures, Sabrina, Executive Suite, and Country Girl. I wish I could be with you tonight in the Crystal Room of the Beverly Hills Hotel, but we're just having lunch here in Hong Kong, and it's even a different day. So I'm sending my thanks over 8,000 miles with a sincere bow of gratitude for every mile. Thanks again.
And that brings us right down to the final award, the picture you fans chose as the best of 1954. Here to receive the Photoplay Gold Medal is Mr. Edward Mull, Vice President in charge of production for Universal International. The Gold Medal Award for their outstanding picture, the picture you fans liked the best, Magnificent Obsession.
Thank you, Dick. At the moment, everything seems to be magnificent to me, too, especially the Photoplay Gold Medal. It isn't always like this in the life of the head of a studio, and therefore recognition such as this from Photoplay is very flattering and stimulating. I am proud of this award, proud on behalf of my studio, and especially proud of the fine, creative people who brought Magnificent Obsession to the screen. In their behalf, I accept this gold medal, and with them I join in expressing appreciation for this honor. For Ross Hunter, who produced the film. For Robert Blease, who adapted the Lloyd Douglas novel. For Douglas Sirk, who directed it. For Russell Meddy, who photographed it, and for the stars and other players who appeared in it. Jane Wyman, Rock Hudson, Barbara Rush, Agnes Moorhead, Otto Kruger, and all the rest. They did a magnificent job, and for them, I want to say thank you.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The citations and awards have all been given, and the 11th annual Photoplay Gold Medal Awards dinner is history. I'd like to thank Ann Higginbotham, Sylvia Wallace, and all the staff of Photoplay Magazine for giving me the distinct pleasure of being your host this evening. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Photoplay Magazine's 11th Annual Gold Medal Awards on Tuned 2 yesterday from February 10th, 1955 on ABC. You're listening to an hour of true history from Hollywood on Tuned 2 yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Next, it's the Paramount Movie Parade from a rare series of broadcasts used to purely promote the motion pictures that the studio was producing, and the first picture they featured was 1933's Duck Soup featuring the Marx Brothers. Although this Marx Brothers movie is widely regarded as among their best, if not the best, the box office receipts didn't exactly reflect that after the movie came out, and it was because of the film that Paramount cut ties to the Marx Brothers. Shortly after, they joined the MGM studio under contract and worked closely with producer Irving Thalberg, making even more memorable films. In terms of Duck Soup, this film marks the last appearance of the fourth Marx Brothers, Zeppo Marx, in one of their pictures, and Groucho offered this following explanation for the movie's title. He said, "Take two turkeys, one goose, four cabbages, but no duck, and mix them together. After one taste, you'll duck soup the rest of your life." If you've never seen this movie, it takes place in the fictional city of Fredonia, and shortly before the film premiered, the actual city of Fredonia in New York complained about the use of its name with an additional E. The Marx Brothers' response? Change the name of your town. It's hurting our picture. Here's the air trailer now, featured on the Paramount Movie Parade from 1933.
This station takes place.
pleasure in presenting to you a new series of programs produced by Electrical Transcription in the Paramount Studios, Hollywood, entitled The Paramount Movie Parade. Each week, the most brilliant stars in the galaxy of screen artists will project their personalities through your loudspeaker and proceed to lavishly entertain with drama, comedy, and song. In this, the initial program to be brought to you on the air, what group of famous farceurs do you imagine are about to be presented? The classic fun makers of the century. None other than those riotous rascals, the Four Marx Brothers, the Humpty Dumpty hooligan stars of the stage, the air, and Hollywood, who will present their maddest, merriest conglomeration of whiz, bang, and spoof, entitled Duck Soup. Under which the Four Marx Brothers are now masquerading are as follows. Groucho is Rufus T. Firefly, the dictator of Fredonia, a diplomat who learned his diplomacy among the best dips in the racket. Harpo is Skippy, a super snooper sort of spy who shadows so many suspects he becomes afraid of his own shadow. Chico is Chicolini, who goes from peanuts to war minister and back to peanuts again until he goes nuttier than ever. Zeppo is Bob Firefly, son of Rufus T., the only sane note in the unharmonic scale. We now switch you to the Paramount Studio, where the Four Marx Brothers are shooting a scene for their new picture, Duck Soup. The scene represents the reception salon in the Fredonia Palace, where the ex-president's widow is anxiously awaiting the newly appointed dictator, Rufus T. Firefly, otherwise, Groucho Marx. The guests are now singing the national anthem.
I extend the good wishes of every man, woman, and child of Fredonia.
All this for me?
Certainly.
That's how you throw away your money. I'd rather have a good box of cigars. Soldiers, you may go. Keep the swords. We're going to have roast beef for dinner. Forward, march.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I have sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing.
The future of Fredonia rests on you. Without my husband, I have only you to fall back on.
I haven't been on the job 5 minutes and already she's making advances to me. Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
I was with him to the very end.
No wonder he passed away.
I held him in my arms and kissed him.
Oh, I see. Then it was murder. Will you marry me? Did he leave you any money? Answer the second question first.
Why, yes. He left me his entire fortune.
He did? Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love him.
Oh, Your Excellency.
You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, I want to present to you Ambassador Trentino of Salvania. Having him with us today is indeed a great pleasure.
Thank you, but I can't stay very long.
That's even a greater pleasure.
I bring you a message of goodwill. In behalf of my president...
I won't be a half year president. I'll be the whole president or nothing.
Your Excellency, haven't we seen each other somewhere before?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I'm seeing you now. It must be something I ate.
Look here, sir. Are you trying to...
Don't look now.
But there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Where's my secretary?
Here I am.
Good heavens, Dick.
Take a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclose fine check for $500. Yours very truly. Send that off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You do, and I'll fire you.
Your Excellency, the eyes of the world are upon you. Notables from every country are gathered here in your honor. This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle any more.
If it's not asking too much. For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration.
No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke. There will be no gum.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we chew, the chew will be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is a land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it. For anything that's crooked or unfair, I'm strictly on the up and up, so everyone beware. If anyone's caught taking graft and I don't get my share, we stand them up against the wall and up goes the weasel. The Paramount Orchestra, under the direction of Nathaniel Finston, will now strain a few strains from the tureen of Duck Soup. Again, only worse than ever. The House of Representatives has been called to order by the Speaker, and the disorder is rampant.
Meeting's called to order.
Your Excellency, here's the Treasury Department's report. I hope you'll find it clear.
Clear? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it. And now, members of the Cabinet, we'll pick up old business. I wish to discuss the tariff.
Sit down, that's new business.
No old business? Very well. Then we take up new business.
Now about that tariff.
Too late. That's old business already. Sit down.
Gentlemen, as your Secretary of War, I...
The Secretary of War is out of order. Which reminds me, so is the plumbing. Make a note of that. Never mind, I'll do it myself.
The Department of Labor wishes to report that the workers of Fredonia are demanding shorter hours.
Very well, we'll give them shorter hours. We'll start by cutting their lunch hour to 20 minutes.
Gentlemen, enough of this. How about taking up the tax?
How about taking up the carpet?
I still insist we must take up the tax.
He's right. You've got to take up the tax before you can take up the carpet.
Your Excellency, unless this measure is given immediate attention, I shall resign. I give all my time and energy to my duties, and what do I get?
You get awfully tiresome after a while.
Sir, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime.
That's the last straw. I resign. I wash my hands of the whole business.
That's a good idea. You can wash your neck, too. And now, gentlemen, what this country needs is... If there's one thing we don't need right now, it's peanuts. As I was saying, gentlemen, what this country needs is...
Peanuts!
That's that infernal peanut vendor, Chickalini. Well, chase him away from the building. Get rid of him if you have to use violence. And when his back is turned, give me a bag of peanuts. I've tried to chase him, but it's no use. He won't go.
He won't, eh? We'll see about that. Send for Firefly at once.
But you're Firefly.
Never mind, then. I'll get in touch with him myself.
Just listened to the initial program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade starring the four Marx brothers, consisting of choice morsels from Duck Soup, their delectable concoction of crazyism. This program was produced in Hollywood by Paramount Pictures from the four Marx brothers production, Duck Soup, soon to be shown throughout the country. Next week, another program in the series of the Paramount Movie Parade will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in.
The Paramount Movie Parade on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated broadcast from 1933. You're listening to an hour of true history on Tuned to Yesterday, and we wrap this hour now with the MGM Hollywood Radio Reporter, another air trailer for the motion picture Lady Be Good. It was released in 1941 and would end up winning an Oscar for the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein song The Last Time I Saw Paris. This was released for broadcast on June 7th, 1941.
Leo is on the air. This is your Hollywood Radio Report, coming to you from the Little Theater at the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, with a big show of top-line tunes. You'll hear Ann Southern, Robert Young, John Carroll, and a new voice, Connie Russell, sing the lyrical swingy tunes from the motion picture, Lady Be Good. You remember that tall, dark, and manly young fellow with the big voice? John Carroll, of course. And he's singing again the song, Your Words and My Music. Take it away, John.
Your words and my music could make such a beautiful song. A simple chorus as long as the spring, we'll get a big thrill when we hear everyone singing your words and my music. And although its theme may be warm, with your words and my music, a wonderful love song is born. Oh,
One of the biggest hits in the original stage version of Lady Be Good was George and Ira Gershwin's hot tune, Fascinating Rhythm. It's strictly in the groove. Listen to Connie Russell give out with the boogie woogie.
You can get it from the blare of a trumpet. You can get it from the wail of a sly trombone. You can get it from the slap of a big string bass. Band start playing, whether it be fast or sweet and low, from the very moment it starts beating, everything about me starts repeating. Drums roll, saxes moan, trumpets blast. Rhythm, you got me on the go. I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking, just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to go away somewhere far away off and make it snappy. How I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, won't you stop picking on me?
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors should know. I'm always shaking like a flipper. Each morning I'm waking up very happy, just to find that no work has been done.
And now a big surprise, for here comes Ann Southern. That's her real name. But nowadays, almost everyone thinks of her as Maisie, the gal who can take care of herself. You've known all along that Ann can dance, that she's tops as a comedienne, and that she does all right for herself when it comes to romance. But did you know that Ann sings, and good? Ann is an unusual girl, and she brings you an unusual song, one that we think will touch your heart. The last time I saw Paris.
A lady known as Paris, romantic and charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her. In vain, her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her Her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they changed her, I remember
Have you ever wondered how a song is written? Two people get together, dream a while, and, well, they just write a song. That's the story back of Lady Be Good. Ann Southern and Robert Young become a top-flight songwriting team. Of course, they scrap a lot, but they come up with some swell music, too. Suppose we tune in on one of their sessions. Incidentally, that's Bob at the piano.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant that melody I was telling you about. You know, I got a hunch if we get steamed up, we can knock this town dead.
Really?
Oh, sure. Only we gotta work more. We gotta work harder. We gotta work mornings, afternoons, evenings. Work, work, work till we get it. You could do it, Dixie. You write wonderful lyrics. Why, as a team, we could be tops.
Oh, but I'm busy, Eddie. I've got a dinner date.
Well, cancel it. Doesn't a career mean anything to a gal with talent like you got? Oh, come on, Dixie. Here. This is the way it starts.
Oh, Eddie, I don't feel like it. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, you can do it, kid. Get in there and slug. Come on, Dixie. Make with those good old Donegan words.
Well, I'll try. Play it over again.
Atta girl, baby. Turn on the heat.
My, what an only. I am so lonely. I can't believe that it's really you. Somehow it's just too good to be true. You are the sweetest. You are so lovely. So sweet and lovely. Oh, sweet and lovely.
Hey, oh, sweet and lovely.
Oh, sweet and lovely. Can it be true? You are the one. Baby, be mine. Baby, be mine. Oh, sweet and lovely. Baby, be mine. Baby, be good. Lady, be good.
That's it. Lady, be good.
Oh, sweet and lovely, lady, be good.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet and lovely, lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. How bad? I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Kitty, ditty, witty, city.
City? Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city. Wait a minute, I got myself all alone now. I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me.
Oh, honey, that's swell.
You think so?
It'll be a smash. Wait till Max hears this one.
Yeah, he'll take out a cigar, remove the ashes, and say, well, kids, if I'm any judge, I think we got a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet and lovely, lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. I am so awfully
misunderstood.
Misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city.
I tell you, I'm just a lonesome babe in the wood. So, lady, be good to me.
Oh, sweet and lovely, lady, be good.
Oh, baby, be good to me.
I am so awfully misunderstood.
Oh, baby, be good to me.
some pity.
I'm all alone in this big city.
I'm just a lonesome baby boy. So baby girl to me.
And that was the number one tune, Lady Be Good, as sung by Ann Southern, Robert Young, and the Mick Starr Chorus. And what a chorus. For it included Eleanor Powell, John Carroll, Red Skelton, the funny man, and Virginia O'Brien. All of the music you have heard on this program was from the motion picture, Lady Be Good. The MGM Recording Orchestra was under the direction of Georgie Stowe. This is your Hollywood radio reporter saying thank you for listening.
The MGM Hollywood Radio Reporter on Tuned To Yesterday, a syndicated episode from June 7th, 1941. And that's a wrap on this hour of true history in Hollywood on Tuned To Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from Radio's Yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.